Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you today from the Siouxland Chamber Radio Studios located on the lower level of our building at 101 Pier Street. And if you are a regular listener of this program, you know that we're fond of saying the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, where we study Economic Development 101, Community Enhancement 101, Quality of Life 101, and a whole bunch of other issues that benefit our tri-state community. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who's on the other side of the glass this morning, we want to thank our longtime program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, I'm a little embarrassed to admit that today's guest is a first-time guest. He's been a good friend for years, but this is the first time he has appeared on our Grow Siouxland airways. We're welcoming Mr. Lloyd Ney, who is the co-owner and managing partner of our Sioux City Musketeers Hockey Club. Lloyd, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's nice to have you in town, and I know you are wrapping up a very busy week. It's Sioux City Musketeers main camp week, and we're going to talk about that extensively in the second half of the program, what the prospects look like, how you put a team together, and although it's mid-June, we're going to be looking at hockey time in Sioux City before too long. It just goes that quickly.
Yeah, not very much of a break between the season being over and the start of the next season, preparing, you know, to get the athletes set up and pick our team.
And we want that break to be even shorter next year because you're playing longer and in the finals and pursuing another Clark Cup.
We do. The shorter your break, the better your team did.
Yeah, and heck, you've had a great run the last 5 years. I mean, playoffs every year for a number of years running, a Clark Cup, a couple of deep runs into the playoffs. It has to have been great fun.
It's been a lot of fun, and it's probably more a testament to our staff, our hockey operations department, and the continuity that we've been able to keep in place, even though we've had coaches and general managers move on to the next step of their career in the NCAA and the NHL. We're able to just continue to put the next person up and keep that success going. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, we always look forward to the battle cry. It's hockey time in Sioux City, and we know that it's just not that far away, just a couple of months. And we know that your entire leadership group has spent this past week watching young prospects and trying to put the very best team together. And as I hinted a moment ago, we'll talk about that in the second half of the program. But as we begin this Saturday morning, tell us a little bit about your own background, how it led to your extensive roles, and I say roles plural, in ice hockey. And as we do every Saturday morning, we begin by introducing our guest to the listening audience. Tell us where you're from.
I was born and raised in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
MGO Blue, right?
Yeah, I am definitely an MGO Blue. I'm an undergraduate of Ferris State University in Big Rapids, Michigan, and I went to graduate school at the University of Michigan. So it was, that part was a lifelong dream to be able to call myself a student at the University of Michigan, and I was able to do that. So that was dream number one checked off.
You checked that box.
That's right.
Let's go back to your childhood in Grand Rapids. What kind of things were you involved with as a child?
Played a lot of sports when I was young. I played hockey recreationally. I was a serious baseball player and serious basketball player. Actually, last night our general manager said to me, "I heard you were a good basketball player from one of your friends." So I think some of that history is starting to catch up with me, but only good enough to not get anywhere.
Let's go back to grade school.
Yeah.
Grand Rapids on the west side of the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
And it is a hockey state. There's no doubt about that. It seems that any state that begins with the letter M. So let's go Minnesota, Michigan, Maine, Massachusetts, maybe even a little Maryland.
Well, in USA Hockey, the national governing body, a lot of the membership refers to it as the 3M Club.
Oh, sure.
And that's Michigan, Minnesota, and Mass. Obviously, Minnesota does such a great job developing players, but Michigan is right there as a good hockey state.
So you're a baseball player, and I think that was your real passion as a young guy, right?
Absolutely. I loved playing baseball, and I am a diehard Detroit Tigers fan.
And you went quite a ways in baseball before you had to hang up the spikes.
Yeah, so, you know, successful at the high school level, had opportunities for college, originally recruited to actually play baseball at Ferris State, and 6 weeks before reporting to school, the university canceled the program, which effectively canceled my career.
Was that a Title IX decision?
No, it was just a budgetary decision. They restored the program a couple years later, but by then I had discovered my lifelong passion of wanting to coach and be involved with hockey. So by the time they restored the program, due to budget cuts, got a new university president, restored the program.
And what did you study at Ferris State?
Business administration. I got a BSBA. So I got the catch-all degree gets you into the world of business and probably translates to sports really well.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest this morning is Mr. Lloyd Ney, who serves as the co-owner and managing partner of our Sioux City Musketeers Hockey Club. Lloyd, what did you study in your graduate program at the University of Michigan?
Sports management. I was fortunate enough to be able to be a part of a small group that ran historic Yost Ice Arena at the University of Michigan.
I've been to hockey games at Yost Arena. That's the wood arena, right? With the wood ceilings and
not so much anymore with extensive renovations, but if you step inside Yost Arena, you can taste the history and you can certainly smell it.
Yeah, it's a throwback.
It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful building.
And then after completing your graduate degree, what came next for you and how did you launch your professional career?
So immediately following my time at the University of Michigan, I went into the private management field to where we worked with communities, ownership groups, and other forms of other entities to build, develop, and manage a sports facility. So I've been really lucky that the only career I've ever had has involved a game that I'm really passionate about. And so I worked in private management and then moved to St. Louis to start a building in St. Louis and get it off the ground. And I was going to be there 6 months, moved back to Detroit. And then one day I got a sales call from a local hotel. And I didn't end up doing a deal with the hotel, but I did end up marrying the person that did the sales call on me, and 25 years later this July, I'm still in St. Louis.
A milestone anniversary this summer for you, and I believe your wife's name is Krista?
Krista, yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about your family.
So, married to Krista for almost 25 years. I have three sons, age 22, 20, and almost 16. We live in the far west suburbs of St. Louis. Out in the country, and I split time between Sioux City and St. Louis. And I've got two sons at the University of Missouri, and one is a sophomore in high school.
And a shout out to all those boys. I've had a chance to say hello to a couple of them, and I know one of them has chosen a path to serve our country. So shout out to JB for his commitment, and I know he's a Naval ROTC student at the University of Missouri and looking to maybe be a naval aviator one day.
He is passionate about the Navy and passionate about his role in having the opportunity to serve his country.
And I know you're equally proud of the others. His older brother at the University of Missouri today.
Yep, getting ready to graduate. He's likely going to follow somewhat in his dad's footsteps and pursue a career in entertainment. He's really passionate about concerts, events, bringing people together, and using events to have an impact on a large number of people at the same time. He's really passionate about it.
And if I remember right, and I believe I do, your youngest is quite involved in athletics as well.
He is. He's a lacrosse player. He's played football. He's played baseball. He loves athletics. He's got a real passion for card collecting. So there's folks here in Siouxland that know him, but have no idea about me or that I'm involved with the Musketeers, but they know him.
It's a small world.
Yeah.
Lloyd, in the final minute and a half that we have together, tell us how you gravitated toward the Sioux City Musketeers organization.
So in 2010, we had an opportunity to get involved with a USHL team. We had looked at a couple of opportunities, and we ultimately decided on Sioux City because it's a legacy organization. Fun fact, the Sioux City Musketeers are the oldest franchise in the USHL. Waterloo's been playing for 7 years longer than us, but they have done that under two franchises. Sioux City Musketeers are an original and are the oldest continually operating franchise in the USHL. So we really gravitated towards that, having a legacy franchise. And as everyone knows, it's the community that makes it work here. And that was a draw to us to be able to be a part of a community and own a team.
Well, it's a legacy that I think the entire community is proud of and rallies around. And in the second half of the program, we're going to talk about the history of the organization. More importantly, we're going to talk about the future of the organization and how the Sioux City Musketeers' main camp, it's the summer camp where they evaluate talent, took place at the IBP Ice Center over the last several days. We're going to continue our conversation with Lloyd Ney, who is the co-owner and managing partner of the Sioux City Musketeers, after this short break. We'll be right back with more on Grow Siouxland after this message.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, or Chris Bogenreef. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Delighted to be joined this morning by the co-owner and managing partner of our own Sioux City Musketeers Hockey Club. They're just finishing main camp. That individual is Mr. Lloyd Ney. Lloyd is originally from Michigan, now resides in St. Louis, Missouri, or suburban St. Louis, Missouri. Just beginning his 16th season with the Sioux City Musketeers, and a shout out to his wife, Krista, and their three boys back in Missouri at this time. And Lloyd, before the break, we were just wrapping up by talking about some of the history of the Sioux City Musketeers. And as you know, at 58 years old, I guess I'm now the old timer around here, but I first got involved with the Sioux City Musketeers when I was just 4 or 5 years old. My father was the team physician. And as you know, the D'Artagnan Award recipient, and I believe like 1972, the first one. And I think I pronounced the award correctly.
You did.
Thank you for teaching me how to say that correctly. But I spent a lot of years watching the Musketeers at the old Audi. I actually had Pete Inkster, who was one of the legends back in the day, at my birthday party at Shakey's Pizza when I was 7 or 8 years old. But I think that's illustrative of what the Musketeers mean to the Siouxland community. Yeah. And I know that that's an important priority for you as well.
It sure is. And we have to start off this discussion with thanking Dr. McGowan for knowing that the home team gets stitches and the visiting team goes to the hospital to get theirs.
Yeah, there may have been something to that about 45, 50 years ago. Yes, Dr. McGowan has said a time or two that he could stitch up a really, you know, rough and tumble Sioux City Musketeer in the locker room between periods. But a Waterloo Blackhawk, just to make sure they were okay, might get sent to the hospital.
That's right. That's right.
For that extra TLC.
That's right.
But let's get the Muskies back on the ice as soon as possible and win this hockey game.
That's right. That's right.
So shout out to my dad, now 88 years old, lots of years with the Sioux City Musketeers organization. And as I said, I grew up Dave Cardio, Sam Nelligan, Dave Davies, Pete Inkster, Terry Mulroy, Ralph Kloiber. I could go on and on. We knew them all as kids, and they were fun to follow. And here we are with a new generation and more memories to make.
Yeah, and you know, that's the best part about the Musketeers is the history. You know, there's folks here in town that I talk to that to this day, we're entering season number 54, and they've had season tickets all 54 years. Those are the people that I love to talk to because they are our walking history book.
Well, as I said, I could throw out names all day long. Sam Nelligan, John Seville, Rich Blanche. And now we have a great organization. Sean Clark, Jason Kersner, Travis Morgan. And I know you go to the front office and talk about some of the others.
I do. We've got Molly Bixenman handles a lot of sales. Just a really good person. Connor Ryan is our events coordinator. He is a jack of all trades in the organization. But every organization has their glue guy. And our glue guy is actually a glue gal, and that's Rachel Long. She is the one that keeps the wheels on for the rest of us so that we can do what we do.
Well, it's a great organization. We wish you continued success. You've had an incredible run the last few years. So tip of the cap to you, Travis, Sean, Jason, the rest of the organization, a Clark Cup championship a couple of years ago. And obviously you're looking to repeat again in the 2025-2026 season, and that starts with this main camp right now.
It sure does. We've got a lot of talent in right now, and it's the first step in putting a team together as we bring everyone in before they go for their summer work, and we try and identify the players that we think are going to make our team and make an impact. And it's really a long process. We start with our draft the first week of May, and then 4 weeks later we're back here seeing the kids on the ice so we can put our hands on them and be able to see if we think they could fit and become a Musketeer. We'll bring back a group of kids in September after this and pick our final team, but this is step one, and it's really exciting. We're actually joined this week by two head coaches in the NHL, and Derek Lalonde, who was the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, just signed as an assistant in Toronto, and then Jim Montgomery, who's the head coach of the St. Louis Blues. Both of their kids are in our development system, and so they're both here this week. It's a great opportunity for our coaches as well to get some knowledge while they're here.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. Our guest today is Mr. Lloyd Ney. Lloyd, of course, is the co-owner and managing partner of the Sioux City Musketeers hockey organization. They have how many kids in camp this year?
This year we have four teams, so just about 78 kids. In the past, we've had bigger camps. One of the things that we've always said is, you know, if you think you can make this team, we want to provide an opportunity for you to do that. This year we felt we needed to kind of narrow our focus a little bit earlier to being able to put our team together maybe a little bit more efficiently. So we did reduce the number of players that come in for main camp.
So let's just call it 80 players for easy math.
Mm-hmm.
You build four teams, house leagues, as we call it in ice hockey.
Right.
They wear a black jersey, a green jersey, a yellow jersey, a white jersey.
You got them all.
And then you watch and evaluate the talent. How old are these young hockey players, and what are you looking for from them at this camp?
So a few things. They're 16 to 20 years old. The first thing that we're trying to judge, they're all good players, so we don't spend as much time really analyzing if they're good or not, because most of them are really actually pretty special players. We have to do two things. We have to judge whether they're ready to play in this league, and the second thing is we have to judge whether what they do fits with what we need as a team for the upcoming season.
And when we ask the question, are they ready to play in this league, I'm sure that is a combination of skill, size, speed, maturity, grit, toughness. It all has to be there.
Yeah, we have a thing that's really important to us. Certain parts of our organization and our DNA, and one of them is that the person makes the player. And so you had mentioned maturity. That's probably close to number one. Obviously, being a good hockey player is number one, but when you talk about the tools that you need to be successful playing for the Musketeers and in the USHL, the person definitely makes the player, especially in Sioux City, where we proudly and maybe naively say that we're different.
Well, and when you take a 16, 17-year-old kid, they're still finishing high school, and they're completing their education. They're growing up on the ice, but they have goals. For most of these kids, tell us about what they're aspiring to do after the Musketeers and beyond.
Every single one of them wants to play in the National Hockey League. Most of them want to represent their country in the Olympics. Whether they get there or not, this is one of the key starting points for them. So they're finishing their education, and they're also developing a lot of times for the first time in a really serious hockey environment. And it takes, I'll kind of finish with this a little bit. It takes an army, literally, to produce these players and get them ready for where they're going. And in Sioux City, that means our staff, our coaches, but it also means are billet families, the families that have opened their homes to be able to take in these players. They have a real impact on these kids. About 30 years ago, we had a young man named Bobby Gassoff, who is a retired Navy SEAL that played for the Musketeers. The first stop he makes when he comes into town, like he is this weekend, is to his billet family. From 30 years ago, they've had such a big impact.
It's just awesome to hear. And I know most of these kids, before they go to the NHL, recognize that they want to play hockey at a D1 level in college.
That's right. They'll go to college first. It's a great part about our league is that players can get an education, set themselves up to be successful for life after or without hockey. But the goal is to get them all to the NHL.
Lloyd, in the final 2 minutes that we have together this morning, I want to talk a little bit about how important it is for people to support the organization, support the quality of life that this amenity means to our Siouxland Tri-State community. But also, I want to visit with you about your efforts to give back to the community through the Musketeers volunteering in organizations, through your jersey auctions, through your honor flight support, which was just completed. Tell us a little bit about why that's such a priority for this organization.
Because we're a part of the community. We don't just play in the community. We're a part of it, and you have a responsibility to be able to support the community you're in because we need the support as well. These are, you know, expensive organizations to run, and unless you show and prove and demonstrate your commitment to the community, it's really hard to ask for that support in return from fans and citizens alike.
Well, and we certainly want to make sure that fans and citizens extend their support back to the Musketeers. They can do that by buying tickets. Tell us about where to go to purchase season tickets for the upcoming season.
You can come to the office. You can visit us at musketeershockey.com. You can email Molly at musketeershockey.com, and someone would be happy to help you and welcome you to the best fan base in the USHL.
Well, very nice of you to say, and thanks for spending part of your Saturday after a very busy week with us on Grow Siouxland. We wish you and the entire organization not just a great 25-26 season, but more importantly today, a good conclusion to main camp and obviously the start of selecting the team for next year.
Really appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. Our guest today, Mr. Lloyd Ney, the co-owner and managing partner of the Sioux City Musketeers. They're finishing main camp, and so a shout-out to Lloyd and Sean Clark, Jason Kersner, Travis Morgan, Rachel Long, Connor Ryan, Molly Bixenman, and the rest of the organization. Wishing them the very best in the upcoming season, and you can help be a part of that by buying your tickets now. Let's support the Muskies, folks. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.